This is URN The Pulse.
You are listening to The Pulse on URN. Today I'm joined by Lewis, Emma and Millie. First, we're going to have a story by Lewis on the ban on laptops on the planes. So over to Lewis.
Yeah, I've got some news here concerning the ban on tablets and laptops in cabin baggage. But of course, first, we ought to just mention the ongoing incident happening in Westminster right now. Obviously linked in quite considerably with some of the measures being introduced by the British government about electronics on planes today. Just to catch up, if you haven't heard what's been happening in London so far, a police officer has been stabbed in the Houses of Parliament in central London. At least one woman has died, alongside several others being critically injured after a car hit people on Westminster Bridge. The alleged assailant was shot by armed police. Footage on social media shows people lying in the road, whilst the Metropolitan Police has said that they are treating it as a terrorist incident and buildings in the area are in lockdown. This happens as the British government has followed the United States on its ban on tablets and laptops in cabin baggage, which will come into force by Friday. Any device larger than 16 centimetres by 9.3 centimetres, so this will mostly cover e-readers, tablets and laptops, they will have to go in the hold, not in the cabin baggage that you can take on with you during the flight. Smartphones inside these dimensions should be allowed as long as they are within these dimensions. But this only concerns people who are travelling directly from six countries, namely Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, Tunisia and Saudi Arabia to the United Kingdom. According to the Transport Secretary, Chris Grayling, this was due to an evolving threat from terrorism and they are reacting on the basis of intelligence reports. So, based on what's happening currently in London, we don't know what everything that's happening yet, so we're still getting information. I'm keeping an eye on it just in case we get any updates. But do you feel like today's events in London make you feel that these measures are justified, even if they aren't directly to do with the same sort of attack?
I think what's alarming and slightly confusing is how it's gotten so out of hand. I feel like just because of the events that happened in London today, was it today, sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just like outrageous how it could just have gotten out of hand. I don't understand how it could have happened.
What do you mean? Do you...
Like, someone got shot and then someone... the police had to shoot another person to stop him from attacking further. It just seems a bit just crazy to me.
I mean, do you feel like these measures that they're introducing on certain flights with the certain electronics in cabin baggage, do you reckon after we are going through these things that are happening in London right now, that they are justified to protect ourselves further, or do you think it's encroaching too much on our freedoms?
No, I support the measures to do with the air travel and the laptops. I think as annoying as it is, especially, you know, for people who are travelling with work and business and they want to work on the planes and everything, and I understand that's very annoying, I think, you know, the safety has to be important, and as strict as the measures may seem, I'm actually quite glad that such extreme measures have been taken. It makes you feel a bit safer, I think.
I feel like it's half and half. I feel like in some degree kind of makes you feel kind of secure, but at the same time it does feel like it's a breach. It's a bit half and half for me, actually. Yeah,
I feel like if they're gonna go as far as to do this measure, then why not ban them on all flights instead of completely specifying certain countries? It doesn't look good, especially with the whole Trump thing, because America have done the exact same thing as us. They've banned laptops from these areas, but you know, it doesn't look good after Trump's whole ban on Muslim countries and things like that.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask actually after, because it...
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. In terms of... For me, when I originally saw it happening in the US, I thought, oh God, what's he doing now? Like, what sort of intelligence is this? Is it sketchy?
Yeah,
is it just
exactly
sort of
what
a,
I thought.
Exactly. And then we were following it here in the United Kingdom, and I thought, well, a lot of terrorism that takes place homegrown.
Yes.
People can get on planes in the United Kingdom and it's travelling directly from Turkey, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, Tunisia, Saudi Arabia. So basically, a guy could get on from Egypt to travel to the UK, then buy a laptop, fiddle around with it and do whatever they need to do to turn it into some sort of explosive device, and then they'd be allowed to take it in their cabin luggage directly from Heathrow to back to Egypt or whatever. So it seems... to me, if there was that much of a threat, they would do what they did about 10 years ago and reduced all liquids in hand luggage down.
Yeah.
Blanket all across on every single flight, and every other, and most other countries have followed suit. So to do it from specific countries, as much as I don't know the intelligence behind it, it seems to me that it smacks of all the sort of wrong reasons.
It smells almost discriminative, and I feel like it's going to anger more people as well, especially from those countries that are feel like they're targeted already. I completely agree. I couldn't agree with you more. Basically, I think they should just make a sweeping statement or not make a statement at all.
Just one more question before we finish. Like, in terms of what's happening in this news that came out today about the ban on certain electronics from certain countries, and what's happening in Westminster right now, do you feel like the government, as long as it's in terms of looking after our security, they justified in taking more measures to curtail what we can and can't do on flights and in cities, etc.? Or does it worry you that the more that we try to protect ourselves from terrorism out and about, the more that we lose our own personal liberties to do certain things that we would take for granted?
Surely there'd be some sort of secret intelligence to kind of give us an idea, give us a bearing of what's going on, because there are people out there, like technologies, that have access to this information. Are there any sort of threats? Are there any sort of attacks? Is there any sort of bomb scares? Any sort of things like this that could imply that something is an imminent threat?
I mean, I'm guessing this is what they... This is in reaction to a certain amount of intelligence they've got. But, like, it does worry me, because the more that one certain type of attack happens on one certain way of life, then they say, oh, we'll curtail this liberty to make sure that we are safe.
The problem with introducing measures and announcing it to the public is that, ironically, by introducing measures, it panics the public more.
Yeah, definitely.
So now, like, people are going to be like, oh gosh, terror threats. And it kind of adds to the terrorism element. You know, the best way to tackle the terrorism is to carry on living and not let the fear take control of you. But it's difficult because you have to put measures in place to protect your citizens. So I agree with them putting measures in place, and I think it's good that they are, but it does increase fear in the public eye.
Do you think it would work both ways? So if